Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just in time for Halloween, season two of The Holzer Files is on the Travel Channel, premiering on Thursday night, 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Paranormal investigator Dave Schrader from the show is on right now. Hi, Dave.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on, Dave.
Back to creep us out, huh?
Well, that's my hopes. But, you know, I do want to start off by saying that you're in our thoughts and prayers for the state of Colorado with all the wildfires taking place here. We've done intention and prayer experiments with my radio show, Darkness Radio, and our listeners around the world. Everybody's paying attention, and we just hope for the best that these fires are finally contained and your wildlife areas and homes are safe.
Yeah, well, we certainly appreciate that. We got some much-needed snow this week, and that is helping. It didn't put the fires out, but it's definitely helping them get some control in that area, so we appreciate your thoughts.
That's good.
So let's talk about the show. For those who don't know, The Holzer Files, and am I pronouncing Holzer correct or Holzer?
Holzer, yep.
Holzer,
Hans,
all right.
Holzer.
Hans Holzer was pretty much the father of modern ghost hunting, and you guys are going back and looking at the cases that he investigated.
Yeah, it's a really neat opportunity. This guy, you know, investigated thousands of cases, wrote over 140 books on all the different subjects in the supernatural, and was fascinated by people's stories, by history, and by what was going on with these claims of the supernatural. And, yeah, you know, he passed away in 2009. His files have sat dormant, and his family decided to reopen them and allow our team the chance to go in and investigate these cases and look at them with a fresh perspective, with 21st century technology and research available to us, so that we could help put a button on some of these cases that eluded Dr. Holzer or left him perplexed, knowing that there was still more to tell. You know, when he started this 40, 50, 60 years ago, they didn't have Google.com, and he didn't have newspapers.com and all of this research capabilities at his fingertips. He had to go on what was being told to him by the historians and the locals of that time.
And travel around the world to do it. Again, you don't have the online research you can do, so he actually went to these locations, and you guys are also going to these locations.
Yeah, we're going back in to take a look at them, and sometimes we're uncovering different aspects of the story than he originally uncovered. And this season is a doozy. I can honestly tell you, I think we've got some of the best paranormal activity ever caught on film and audio you'll ever experience. And this season one episode, The Phantom Hand, you've got to love when it's a case that's not just about a family who might be distressed or dysfunctional, and maybe they're misunderstanding or not really having these experiences, but hallucinating them. You have a case where this family was tormented by something in their crawl space, in their cellar. They would hear these screams and cries, and they would see the cellar door open on its own, this trap door in the floor. They would see a hand reaching out. And if that was all the story went to, you could say easily, you know, these people were nuts, but they had friends and family that witnessed it. Then they called the police after reaching their wit's end, and the police came, and one of them saw the hand reaching up through the floorboard and shot four times at it after, you know, yelling out a warning. They opened the trap door. There's no blood. There's no body. And they then told the family, you need a priest, not the police. And you've got a case like that. How do you not go back and take a look at it?
Sure. Was it a raccoon by any chance?
It was not,
okay.
Unfortunately.
All right.
It was something very creepy, and we get a chance to investigate this because there's an angle that's true crime related to this area that we uncover and find that may have ties to what's been going on and why it's so profoundly haunted in that whole area.
And I'll tell you, that is part of it that really appeals to me. We're talking to Dave Schrader, paranormal investigator from the Holzer Files and the Travel Channel, season two premiering this week. I am, I have to admit, fairly skeptical. However, my family and I have gone on ghost tours in Charleston and Savannah and New Orleans and here at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado, and I am mostly fascinated by the thought that it could be possible, but also by the history and the stories that you learn when you're investigating the paranormal. Where do you fall on that spectrum of believer to skeptic, would you say?
I am a skeptical believer. That's what I've been calling myself since this all started for me on my radio show 15 years ago. You know, we do a show called Darkness Radio where we look at all of these stories and cases and have for 15 years, and it's fascinating. I'm just as interested in why people believe these things as the stories and the experiences themselves. And I love history. And with the Holzer Files, we get a good mix of that. We get to investigate places like the Surratt Tavern, where John Wilkes Booth rode in a frenzy to try to, you know, evade the law after assassinating President Lincoln. We get to go to the Conference House, where of its 200-year history, it's known mostly for these 2 hours where Ben Franklin negotiated with the representatives of the king to try to negotiate peace. And when they refused and threatened, he stood up, stood tall, and said, "No, America will not let go. We will not fall. And prepare for war." And it continued on from there. So you get to see these things. And I think what's great is these are family shows. Even though there's kind of a scary element to them, you get to learn parts of history that were not taught to you in school, and they're not made up history. These are pieces of history you can examine for yourself and uncover. And it gives people a perspective to hear the voices of these spirits that have been forgotten. And that what was so important to Dr. Holzer remains true for us, and why it's so important for us.
Talking to paranormal investigator Dave Schrader from the Holzer Files, again on the Travel Channel, season 2 premiering this week. As I mentioned, my family and I go on these ghost tours when we go to places. And my daughter, who's 20 years old, is just a fanatic about it all. She's going to love the fact that I talked to you, because you were on Ghost Adventures with Zach Bagans, her all-time favorite, one of your sister shows there on the Travel Channel. And I would say she's a little skeptical too, but you're right. She is telling me these stories that you don't learn in school. She's telling me details and even things I've never even heard of. And I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, so I'm very familiar with the John Wilkes Booth story. I grew up not too far from the Exorcist house and the Exorcist stairs, you know, so when that movie came out and all of that. And you're right. Those are not really stories that you hear outside of a local community a lot of times.
No, and this gives a great opportunity for people to learn about it and understand why the ghosts are there. Because after all, that's what ghosts are. They're history's way of reminding us where we've been. And some of these spirits don't want to be forgotten. And, you know, I've had a chance to investigate the Stanley Hotel, about 12, 15 times. That place is off the hook, crazy with activity. And it was great when we did our first event there with listeners from our radio show. I talked to the night auditor, and he's like, "Listen, I've been here forever, and I've never had an experience. I don't even know, you know, why this is so famous." And the next morning, after our first night there, he came up to me and he goes, "I don't know what you people did, but last night I'm doing what I'm doing, and I start hearing the piano. Somebody's dinking around with the piano in the concert room." So he goes, "I got up and went in there to yell at one of your people to stop messing with the antique piano, and I could hear the piano until I got to the door, and as soon as I turned on the light, it stopped, and there was nobody in that room." And he said that was weird and uncanny to him. And we've seen things, we've heard things, we've had things move on their own. And again, it's a great place to visit with an interesting history all its own.
Do you get frightened by any of the places you've gone? And what would you say is the scariest location you've visited?
You know, I don't necessarily get frightened, and that's not me trying to be brave and sound macho. You'll see on the episodes, I get jumpy. But it's like telling, you know, somebody that goes to the zoo, "Were you surprised to see animals?" No, I go to these locations because of the claims that are there. I get unnerved, but, you know, I want to have these experiences. Sometimes they're a little bit more than I expect, and it does unnerve you. Especially people watching the show, they forget that when they see this brightly lit green light room, they can see what we cannot. We're in a pitch black room with the night vision picking up everything on the camera, but our eyes can't see that night vision. So it can be really freaky when you're in there alone and you start hearing something walking around you or breathing or speaking out loud. Probably some of the most unnerving places, definitely downstairs at the Stanley in the concert hall that they have there, downstairs in their basement area, is really unnerving to me. The Rolling Hills Asylum in East Bethany, New York, very, very strange and chilling. I got knocked on my butt in first season at the Whaley House in San Diego, literally knocked to my feet. It looks like a linebacker hits me in my side, lifts me up, and smacks me into my co-host, Shane Pittman, and I hit the floor. So there have been a few moments that leave me wondering if maybe I should just go into insurance sales.
Paranormal investigator Dave Schrader from the Holzer Files that debuts the season 2 on the Travel Channel this Thursday night, 9 o'clock Mountain Time. And then subsequent episodes are on Thursday nights. You can check the listings and see what episode's coming up. They got a lot of great ones coming up. Now, what is it about your background and your upbringing that attracted you to this subject?
I have been around the supernatural my whole life. And my mom and aunt, who were big integral players in my life, they never made it taboo, and they never made it scary. And even though I might be frightened by certain things, they always talked me through it. And then I got to read books by Dr. Hans Holzer and read these cases and his very pragmatic approach to these stories. So, you know, it's just always been a part of my life since I was a child. And then I got into radio in 88. Did it for a few years, loved it, but couldn't afford to live off of radio money. Went back into the real world. My friend who stayed in radio had an hour opening in 2005, and he said, hey, January 1st, 2006, we could launch a new radio show together. And Darkness Radio was born, and we are now 15 years in, and do 2 to 3 episodes a week of our podcast and just explore this element together with our audience around the world. And it's fun and fascinating and whether you believe or not, it's interesting to hear why people believe.
Now, I imagine you've only scratched the surface of Dr. Hans Holzer's files. So there's got to be a ton of them. How many seasons do you think you can get out of his work, would you say?
Well, the guy did over 1,000 cases. We are averaging 10 to 13 episodes a season, so that gives you an idea. Now, Gabe Roth, our researcher, has the tough job of going through these files to find some of the more compelling stories and then find places that haven't been burned to the ground or rebuilt or... You know, a lot of those houses that he investigated 40, 50, 60 years ago were regular family homes. Now, in Connecticut and Massachusetts and New York City, they're million-dollar homes owned by very powerful people who do not want a paranormal investigation show in there. So it does limit us to a degree. But, you know, even if you cut it down to a quarter of that, that's still 250 cases that we could get into. And we also explore cases that Dr. Holzer wanted to explore and couldn't get access to at his time. So each season has one or two cases that eluded him, and we get to go back and investigate. I could see this series going 15, 20 years easily.
It's interesting when you say that there are people who live in these properties now that don't want anything to do with ghost hunting. If you go on Google Maps and you do the street view of the Amityville Horror House, which Dr. Holzer investigated, it is blurred out. You can't see it. There's a family who lives there who doesn't want to be known for living there right now, I imagine. But that was one of the famous cases that he kind of took on.
Right. And, you know, I always think it's funny. Why would you buy the Amityville Horror House and then be mad that people refer to it as that and are intrigued by it? You know, it's ridiculous to me. But, yeah, there are a lot of great stories out there. And, you know, we do have a couple places that millionaires do own that they did let us in because they have an interest as well in this phenomena, and they wanted answers. But, it's a different time. And now that we did season 1 and they saw how we handled the series and how we handled it with respect to their home and to the location, more places are opening up to us. So we can only hope that eventually we'll get into the White House and get to investigate the Lincoln bedroom, one of my bucket lists.
One of the most famous hauntings. Would you say there's an area of the country that is a little more active in your paranormal investigation than other areas?
Well, it kind of, you know, depends. Obviously, there is so much history on the East Coast, but then you've got down south where, you know, there's a lot of history that came through there, many different cultures settling that area, many different stories, murders and deaths. But unfortunately, here we are in 2020, there's been so much that's happened around our country. I don't think it's limited to any one place. And where you might not find as many ghosts, you might find UFOs or Bigfoot or Chupacabra or, you know, some other lake monster. So there seems to be some fantasy or fantastical stories that exist in every city and every state. Just Google paranormal activity and your city, and you'd probably be amazed to find out how many cool stories actually took place right near you.
Yeah, and again, the history and then also the folklore of an area, you know, really lends itself to those kinds of great stories, whether or not you are a believer. And as I mentioned, I am skeptical, but I am drawn to this because of the history and the folklore. And we've done that very thing. We Googled some of the areas in Denver that are supposed to be haunted. And whenever my daughter comes to visit from college, we're off and doing a little ghost hunting of our own frequently. So Looking forward to seeing season two of The Holzer Files. Travel Channel, it is on Thursday night. 9 o'clock Mountain Time is when the first episode airs, and then subsequent Thursday nights thereafter. Paranormal investigator Dave Schrader, part of the show. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a very safe and happy Halloween and holidays, and happy Ghost-tober to all of your listeners.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.